Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you want to laugh, then you're in the right place. Or just look at Amber's face. It's the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show.
Amber, did you like the song?
You're not nice. You said my face was funny looking.
Mom wrote that song, and my she was like, listen, that's the material. And I was like, okay, I'm going to sing it.
Oh, wow. That yeah, hurt my feelings.
Mom likes to sing ya.
Mom will sing about it. She'll sing ya. So don't even try it.
Don't try.
Fun fact, Mom was voted class clown in high school, and I was also voted class clown in high school. So if you think I have a good example to follow, you're wrong. It only gets
she taught her how to sing
crazier than me. Yeah. Lacey.
Yes.
Welcome to the Amber and Lacey,
oh,
Lacey and Amber
you.
Show.
Thank you. Lacey Lamar is beautiful.
What? No, she's not. Oh my God, your eyes are broken. Oh, both your broken eyes. I'm so sorry. Lacey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I just found out, guys, I'm new to New York. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know this. That the New York City Police Department,
okay,
has a female dance team. No,
yeah,
guys, I'm not judging. What are you dancing about? And they perform it like parade. I think top three professions that just steer clear of having people dancing. Because what are you dancing about? I'm going to say police officers. I don't think you should have a dance team with outfits dancing. Correction officers, I just feel the same way. And morticians, you should not be dancing.
Okay.
What are we doing?
Okay, hard disagree.
Okay.
Anything that could ever happen to a cop to bring them joy, fucking do it. These motherfuckers should be getting massages. They should be having barbecues. I want their shoulders loose. I want them to have joy in their lives. I want them to have as little excuse as possible to be cussing my ass out like almost every cop I've ever met does. Let's okay. Let these people let off some goddamn steam. Fucking. Sorry, guys. That's okay. How I feel about cops. And that's what this show is about. It's a very political show.
Guys, it's not.
But sometimes you just wander into it. But hey, listen, copshavingagoodtime.com. Hey.
I don't know about this. I didn't. Who are you?
Help them out. Help let them have a nice life. Because Lord knows they'd be taking it out on motherfuckers.
Oh, so you think this is going to stop? You think it's going to stop something? Okay.
I used to be a real...
a bad apple.
Real bad apple.
But when I put these hot pants on and shake my ass down...
Why, black people, stop looking like a threat.
I love everybody now. See how your story falls
yeah,
apart.
Yeah, it did fall apart.
You fell right apart.
Under an ounce of scrutiny, it disintegrated.
And yeah, you know you're going to be mad when you get pulled over and then you see him dancing down the street. You're going to be
This is the same cuss that cussed me out doing the goddamn Nene.
I'm a Nene of all dances. He's got an amazing high kick, though. He might have been mean to me, but that man's got legs.
God. He's got legs.
It unraveled in 2 seconds. Okay, we're past that.
Oh,
please,
sorry.
Don't arrest me. Wendy's. Did you hear about Wendy's?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Okay,
dude?
First of all, Wendy's is going to charge more when their lines are longer during busier hours. First of all, Wendy's, you are not the restaurant. I'm going to stand in line at Chipotle. If I drive past Wendy's and I notice that it's noon and there's a line, I am moving on. I'm not standing in line for you because you're not that restaurant.
I know that's right.
You're a fool.
Y'all barely
you
holding the fuck up.
You are a fool, and I'm sorry. I will drive 20 more minutes to get what I want.
Know what I actually want. No one is ever Mm-mm. sitting in their house and go, you know what I need? Wendy's.
I'm about to say that. No one is at home going, y'all, everybody get up. We're going to Wendy's.
No.
No one is saying that.
No.
I'd rather never be angry a first choice. And I'm sorry, Wendy's. I will fight you guys in the parking lot.
At Planet Fitness on Ames. In Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah, nobody's doing it.
Guys.
So thank you, Wendy's, for thinking you were all high and mighty. They're going to pay that. No, we're not.
Now, Chipotle got me by the balls. And whatever the fuck they want, I will pay.
I will spend the night. I will tell my bye, everybody. I'm going to Chipotle. Here's my sleeping bag and my pillow. I might be back in 2 days. It might be 3 days. But I'm coming back with burritos for everyone. The extra guac and sour cream. I'm staying.
Oh, Wendy's? My God.
Wendy's
has the audacity to have surge pricing. And they are not Chipotle. They are not McDonald's.
No, they're not.
They're not even Burger King.
No, all those places I'm going to stand in line extra for. I'm standing in line. Now, the minute they're like, ma'am, they're going to just see a smoke in the
door opening. A lacy-shaped puff of smoke. And how dare you, Wendy's. Also, another one that's got me by the throat, Taco Bell. Now, if Taco Bell wants to have surge pricing, so be it. You can afford it because your shit is 49 cents.
30 cents. Go ahead. Put a dollar on there.
Ha, ha, ha. We're having fun. Real people who eat at Wendy's have budgeted the amount of money it takes to eat at Wendy's. This is also a point made by Under the Desk News, a lady that I am absolutely in love with. She was like, when you make your budget, remember being like a child with fucking $20 left over at the end of your paycheck? If you budgeted out the amount of food you could get, you know that Wendy's is like the second to last. It's Wendy's and then it's Taco Bell. And that's the space Wendy's occupies is I am a person who doesn't have a lot of money. I am hungry now. Can I afford that 99 cent menu? That's what Wendy's is. How fucking dare you lose the only good thing about you? Fucking, it makes me really mad. When she said that on Under the Desk News, I got mad. She would mess up my little budget. This $20 got to last me for 8 days. Shoot. So that's how we feel. Guys, we're sorry we started off so negative, but we swear the rest of the show will be filled with joy. You want to know why? Because our guest is Joyelle. Guys, we love her so bad. Joyelle Nicole Johnson is one of my little friends. We met while being bad, while her comedy special was nominated for a Critics' Choice and the Amber Ruffin Show was nominated for a Critics' Choice Award. And we were at the ceremony. We missed most of it because we were upstairs drinking at the bar.
That's how best friendships are formed.
We were so bad. That was a really fun night. And then since we've had a million fun nights because now we're friends and tonight we all get to have a fun night together because we got her and she's here. Yay!
Yay!
Okay, so there's more fun times ahead with our good friend. So stick around, won't you? You.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Stadtsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. you'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
All right. Welcome back to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show. We are so ready to spend time with this seasoned New York City comedian who has cracked up audiences nationwide through her stand-up, writing, and on-screen performances. When we see her, it brings us great her first name. It's Joyelle Nicole Johnson.
Yay!
Wait, so it brings us great Joyelle.
It does. I am great Joyelle.
You're fancy.
Hello, darling. From another
mister. We just saw you yesterday, basically.
I mean, I don't know what days are, so for sure, it was definitely yesterday or last year.
So Lacey and I had a joint birthday party where we were like, look, our house is a little far out of town. So come to a party and then freaking stay the night. I don't know. You can't be driving everywhere. You can't be coming up here getting drunk and then driving home. And then Joyelle came and spent the night and we partied so hard and it was so super fun. If you ever throw a party, invite Joyelle.
Ooh, that's I'm a good party person. I also really booked my bed in advance.
That's
she
right.
booked it.
I knew. I was like, we're going to be drinking. And I also would like to say you are very responsible adults because we were definitely asleep by about 1 a.m., maybe earlier.
Might have been 12. Because I had started 32. Drinking at 4.
Yeah.
My drinking starts at 4 p.m.
Yes.
If I'm having my first drink at 8, it's not going to do. Mm-mm. I'm not going to make it.
No.
You start drinking at 4, you can roll.
You can roll. And you guys wake up early. You are early birds.
I am the house. Early birds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a good 7:32 a.m.
It came out like somebody's mom in the evening. Do you remember when she was like, I'm going to sleep now? And you were like, you're still singing and dancing. And Amber's like, and I think everyone else should follow suit.
I did not.
Are you kind of?
No,
you,
I didn't.
You got a robe on like, all of a sudden.
She had some rollers in her hair. I never seen this chop of rollers in her hair.
I don't make other people go to sleep.
She's smoking like a little cigar.
It was a cigarillo.
Everybody go to sleep.
Yes. I didn't tell everybody go to sleep. Don't say that.
Meddling kids.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely time for me to go to sleep. And I appreciated the mothering.
She had a belt in her hand too when she came down.
I was scared. I was straight to bed. I said one person got beat when Amber came down the stairs.
I did not beat anyone with a belt at our birthday party.
I thought I heard one little slap.
Anyway. It was a lick.
It was when, you know how they hold both ends and both hands and go snap.
She did. That's you guys get beat as kids?
You really, to get a spanking at our house, you had to be like, I'm going to do my best to get a spanking. Yeah. You didn't just end up spanked. By the time you get a spanking, no. You'd be like, yeah.
You earned it.
I remember saying, just spank me. Because I remember my mom had made us Brussels sprouts for the very first time. Mm-mm. And I took one bite of those and was like, yeah, I'm going to get a spanking. And I said, just spank me.
Just spank me.
I'm not
going
to finish. You didn't finish your food. You got in trouble. So I was like, you know, I'm ready.
That's so funny. You just laid on the cross. You said, you know, it's not.
Joyelle, did you get spankings?
And my mother, she worked too much. And I got spanked once and it was for forging her signature. I think I was in middle school or something. And I think she was just in a mood that day because she came home and she hit me with like her purse or something. It was hilarious. And I was like, oh, she ain't having it today. Something else made her mad. I was a pretty good kid. I would do silly things, but I didn't get really spanked.
I feel like maybe I had two spankings ever. But one time, did I tell this story on this podcast?
You may have.
One time when I was five, when everyone was five, they would get taken to swimming lessons. So when I was five, I would go to swimming lessons. Dad would take me and I would go splash around with my friends and have the time of my life until the teacher would be like, now we're going to put our heads underwater. And I would go, no, I can't. Ah! And I would scream so bad. Dad would come down off the bleachers and pick me up out of the water and take me home. So that it had happened like two or three times. And Dad was like, look, if you go, do you want to go to swim class? And I was like, yes, I love it. And he was like, if you start screaming and crying, I'm going to give you a spanking. So put your head under the water. And I was like, Dad, this isn't even a problem. I will definitely not be screaming and crying. Get there, play around. The teacher is like, okay, now it's time for us to put our heads underwater. And I start screaming, I want a spanking! I want a spanking! I want a spanking! Dad came down off the bleachers, he picked me up and he took me home. And I, of course, didn't get a spanking. Because you can tell by the way I behave, I didn't get a lot of spanking.
Listen. Can you swim? Can you swim today?
I cannot swim. Mm-hmm.
But also, the teacher had to be very confused. What's going on in that Lamar household? That Ruffin household.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's certainly not spanking, or else I would have got my act together before I went to the swimming class.
LOL.
Guys, Joyelle, welcome.
I'm so happy to be
here. What are all of your feelings?
All of my feelings today?
All of them.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Don't listen. Okay. I had therapy. I have couples therapy on Monday. I have individual therapy on Tuesday. My partner has individual therapy on Tuesday. And then yesterday I started a support group. So I am therapized. So that is how I'm feeling today. I feel like therapized on a Wednesday. Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling.
I gotta start back up with therapy.
Yeah, you do. I called your therapist and told her.
What? She gonna be mad.
They come in here in about an hour, so we got
send get off this.
We gotta get off a whole visit.
Yeah, I said come to the house.
The therapist has to visit.
Yeah, they're coming.
God damn.
House calls. Listen. You can make a killing with that these days because everybody's on a thread. So I'm therapized. That's how I'm doing today.
I love that. I'm gonna get a shirt that says I'm therapized.
Therapized.
Amber knows I love the Holy Ghost. I love it. Okay, Joy.
Yes.
In your last special, Love Joy, available on Peacock, you talk about relationships. Okay. So, you know, first of all, you know, I'm on the dating scene and Amber's on the dating scene too. Today, we want to take a look in my DMs.
Ooh.
And see if there's any hope out there. This is something that we do. Please slide out of Lacey's DMs because, girl, it's bad. Ooh, we're telling them to slide out.
Oh, I can't wait to see. Yes.
So just need you to see how bad it is out here. First of all, why, I needed to say this, why are there so many people that take their picture and bite their bottom lip? So I need us right now, bite our bottom lip, whole lip. Would you date yourself? Why are you sending me a picture where your lip is gone? I don't understand. Like, I don't that. Like it. I don't click on those pictures.
Wait, is this sexy?
It gives me a ew feeling. How do you feel about that?
I think I've never looked hotter than this.
You got to close the eye with it, too.
I can't look like a pirate. Would you choose you? Every Yarr. Man right now, bite your bottom. You're driving in the car. Look in the rearview. Bite your lip.
Bite your lip and
nobody
look at yourself.
Nobody wants to.
But who bites the lip? It seems like that's like a Michael B. Jordan kind of model.
And I'm going to tell you right now, thing. You're not in these, Joy, you're not in these streets. Men will come up and be like, and keep walking like they think I'm going to be like, hold on, you just bit your lip. Come back. You're the one. I mean, I know it's a little like vibe thing, but I'm 50. Stop. What are you doing?
Whew. I mean, it's so funny because it seems like every time you like a person, they could do goofy shit and you'd be like, but I like you. But if anybody else did that, so we got to like you first before you start biting your lip, people. That's
Thank
the thing.
You. Thank you.
So that's that it so could true. Be. You can do it if I like you. I'm sure, you know, bite a lip. And I'll giggle.
Yeah.
But don't start. Don't open with the lip bite.
Right.
That's not an opener.
Mm-hmm. It's more of a closer.
A middling act.
Yeah.
Closer. Is it rolling over in the morning?
Yeah, girl.
Good morning.
After you did something, you know?
Oh, okay. Another person that slid into my DMs, swear to God, normally people put maybe too much stuff on their profile. He had his picture, and then this is under his picture. It's a little area that says a little about me and then conversation starters. And it literally says a little about me dash. And then they put something in there. Conversation starters dash. They write. He has a little about me. I work too much. The second thing, conversation starters. Nothing comes to mind. That was it. And then his age and what city he was in.
What sir? Is his age?
It was like 42.
Ooh, you too old.
Listen, sir. Did you not want to find anyone? Is someone, are you being held at gunpoint? Blink. What? Give me an, are you okay? Is someone forcing you to make this profile?
Nothing comes to mind.
Nothing. I don't want to talk to you.
That is a cry for help. That is what that sounds like, a cry for help. Because I have a cousin. Listen, I'm trying to help. I want everybody to be in love, in relationships. So I'm helping people out. And I took over her dating profile and I was sending out messages to dudes. And I was like, okay, when are you ready to go on this date? And she's like, well, I got to work this weekend. And I was like, all right, what about Friday night? She's like, I got to work till 11 p.m. And then when you work on Saturday, she's like, I got to get up at 7 a.m. to go to work. I was like, well, then girl, you ain't got no time to date. You're working too much.
You don't.
I was like, you need to chill and set some time aside so you can go out on a date. And that dude was like, I ain't got no time. Help.
Oh.
He thought he was asking for help. You should have helped him, Lacey.
I didn't know you did side jobs. Can you be on my dating app for me?
I would love to.
I got, thank you.
Please, I don't have a day job. Lacey, send me your passwords. I'm down.
I got you. Find someone for me. That would be great.
Yes.
Great.
I will send you our dates, babe.
I'm gonna give you another one. This man messaged me and said, hi, how are you doing? I love my job. I work in pharmaceuticals. And I said, no, you don't. You spelled it with an F.
Oh, so he a drug dealer.
If you don't Google your words. And he blocked me.
That's a blockable. You earned that block. Like,
never get blocked. I never get blocked. But you made it up, sir. No, you
I
don't. You
that.
Spelled it with an F.
Oh, my God. An F is the same grade you got in spelling. Your ass can't spell.
I am a stickler for grammar and commas and two, two, and two. And there, and
there's.
Oh, God. So, no, I couldn't do it. I'd be like, baby. No. He said he sells drugs. He said he sells marijuana.
So, or he's a farmer, or he thought pharmaceuticals was farming.
That's right.
If you thought it was spelled with an F, you think you're farming.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't have time to figure that out.
Oh, my God.
He can grow a mean collard
green. You said, no, you don't. You spelled it with an F. That's the meanest thing you could have possibly
said. That's not the meanest thing. Fix your profile. You know, I helped him. He fixed his profile and he took it off.
And now someone else is believing this lie.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. You got to get your who TF did I marries out. You know, you got to help them out so that they can trick the next person better.
We need a new Risa Tessa Thompson. Wait, is it Risa?
It's Risa. It's Risa Tessa.
Oh, no. It's not Risa Tessa. I've been saying Risa Tessa like a fucking asshole.
Oh, no. People knew it.
Like Retta.
Yes.
I love that. Risa Tessa.
Risa Tessa. Man. I spell pharmaceuticals with the F.
You did. You basically pharmaceuticaled yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have time for one more? Do we have another one?
Yeah.
Let's do one more. Okay.
And what my question is, what app is this on?
All of them.
All of them. Okay. Across the dating apps.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
She's on these apps.
Across the world, I'm on the apps. I'm apps. Okay.
I love it.
Though I did get off of Plenty of Fish. That just 90% of the profiles that were coming at me were fake. And I just didn't have time.
Oof. Oh.
And look, a little clue for women that are on any app, really. If you decide that you want to talk to this person, I screenshot their picture. Yes, I do this. And then I put it in the Google search. Sir, you are not an evangelical pastor. And then I messaged the evangelical pastor and said, someone's on Plenty of Fish trying to be you, and you a whole husband with three kids. And he said, thank you very much. This happens to me all the time.
Oh.
But I love to bust them out and message them back and go, how's your wife and kid?
Hey.
Then I report it and then they block. Then they take it down. But I know they've got to be taking down thousands a day. But I get people's profiles taken down all the time because you should not be out there pretending.
You're doing the Lord's work.
All the time. And that's why I was like, I am basically an employee now of Plenty of Fish. I don't have time. So
that
I got
should
off
be
of
a
that.
Job. I'm sure that's a job.
It is. So anyone on Plenty of Fish, you are. That is not Roy Johnson.
That is Roy Wood Jr. And he does not want to go on a date with you.
They're not real. Like, I'm not joking, but like 75% of the people were not real.
When I went on my little dating app, I kept getting messages that said, hey, cool profile. I'm also a big fan of Amber Ruffin. You should take down this profile.
Absolutely.
Like, I love it.
Like, okay, I'm sorry.
Faker.
Like, yeah, you have to do the opposite of a catfish where you put just like a young picture. Surprise, bitch.
Hey,
it's me. It's me.
Hey, maybe you're getting catfished. Maybe it's me. Who knows? What a mess. Because, yeah, if you Google me, it says married.
Ooh.
Oh, can you take that off of Google? Do you have to email Mr.
There is
Google?
Nothing on earth you can do to stop Wikipedia from saying that you are married. There is nothing. I have plenty of friends who are divorced and they're like, I will forever be married on the internet because Wikipedia would rather die than change my marital status. So I'm glad they told me that because I tried a little and then was like, okay, you know what? Fine. I'll just forever be married online, I guess.
Wow. A nigga be like, you a fake profile. And then if you wait for a nigga be like, you married. I clocked your tea, bitch.
Oh my God. I am the catfish.
You are the catfish.
Oh, that's nice.
You're not real.
Kind of
fun.
Yeah. Yay.
Okay.
You guys, we did a good job.
We did.
That is, please slide out of Lacey's DMs. Always a good time.
Got a million more.
Always unbelievable.
I kind of want more.
I know. We got to make this a book.
Let me just do one more.
Okay.
One more. This man texted me and he said, probably was biting his bottom lip and he said, looking for a female that has her shit together. Is that you? And I text back, no.
Because what in the dad? What are you talking about, sir? Don't lead with that.
You said, first of all, you said female. I'm out.
Female, yeah. We out. Ho tap. Oh.
Has her shit together. You mad? Why are you swearing?
Why are you mad at me?
Why
instantly?
Are you swearing? This is a very angry greeting. I didn't even get a hello. I got looking for a female that has her shit together.
Well, go on and look.
Is go on and you? Look, baby. No, shit. Also, black women especially statistically have our shit together more than the men. So what are you talking about? I need a man.
Yeah.
I need a me-male.
A me-male is a person who is like me, but has their shit together.
Has their shit together.
All right. Now I'm done for real. I'm done.
Guys, she means dating. She's and done dating.
I am, truly.
Guys, that was Please Slide Out of Lacey's DMs. When we come back from this itty bitty break, we're going to share the latest thing that we are obsessed with, and we're going to find out what's getting ranked. Stick around.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show. Joyelle, we want you to play Can You Stand It with us? It's an easy game that everyone wins. Quick question. Have you ever loved something so much that you couldn't stand it? Well, today we want you to share that feeling and let our audience know what caused your latest obsession. And we'll share ours, too. Who wants to go first? Laceface?
I'm going.
Laceface.
So, I need everyone to know that me, Amber, our older sisters, we lived off of PBS. We know every song written Sesame Street.
We all live in a capital I in the middle of the city, in the center of the sky.
Like, that was a creepy song. That scared the hell out of me.
Capital.
But there are just these random Sesame Street songs that we know. Joyelle, do you love Sesame Street?
Yes.
Okay, so do you know that song, though?
She's too young for Capital I.
You're a baby.
I don't know that I'm a baby. I'm 42.
Okay, all right.
You're younger than us.
You are younger than Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock was great.
Fraggle Rock was great.
It was great.
Uh-huh. Amber, what was your favorite Sesame Street song?
It might be...
Or skit!
It's a tie. it's a tie. It's either, oh, Jelly, won't you come home? Jelly, won't you come home? Jelly, won't you come? Oh, that was James Taylor singing that song.
Yes, it sure was.
Yeah, it was a good song. It was old. I also liked, give me 1, 2, 3, 4, but if you love me more, give me 5.
Give me five.
It's cute. Lacey. Man,
okay.
You guys are definitely favorite songs, a show.
Definitely, were Give Me Five.
Give Me Five.
But then remember when the Orange sang opera?
No.
The Orange, and she rolled on, she had nothing. Then she put her eyelashes on, and then her lipstick, and she's like, baby.
It was cute.
Loved that.
Yeah.
Loved that opera. But my favorite skit was a loaf of bread, container of milk, and a stick of butter. How come I went and got the bag?
Oh!
Look how cute that bag is! You can
put it up to the thing!
That is so
beautiful. Look at it. It's a black girl with an afro?
Yes! It was a black girl!
Oh my gosh.
If y'all see me on an event, Oscars, whatever, I might be carrying this bag. That's how much I love.
So cute.
And Amber, listen, don't be trying to steal my bag.
I'm stealing.
If Balenciaga could make a potato chip Lay's bag,
they did.
Absolutely that. Right. Louis Vuitton, somebody, can you make?
Yes.
Anyway, that's what I'm obsessed with, is all things Sesame Street.
Joyelle, what's your favorite Sesame Street bit?
Oh God, I don't, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Is that
seven?
Is that one?
11, 12. That's the Pointer Sisters.
No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh, how come I was thinking that was Electric Company?
No,
it's not.
Oh,
you're right.
It's the Pointer Sisters.
Ooh, okay, because I wasn't
sure. It's the Pointer Sisters.
I just saw a tweet about it not an hour ago.
Look at me all up in your head. I tried to get all up in your mind.
That was a good
thing. It was. Joyelle, what's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing?
Person, place, thing, feeling.
My favorite thing right now is omakase sushi service. Have you guys ever done this?
No, say what it is.
Okay, omakase. So I am a fancy bitch and I don't have kids. And I also do not like to cook. So I spend a lot of money eating out. And omakase sushi is basically when you go to a sushi counter and the chef just puts whatever they have, the freshest fish in the world, in front of you. They'll sometimes have 12 courses. They'll sometimes have 17 courses. I've gone to different places in Canada. I've spent a lot of money on one meal for special occasions, but also for Tuesdays. And I have my favorite omakase spots in the city and abroad. So, yeah, Omakase. Yeah, I go as much as possible. I would love to take you to, if you guys like sushi. I don't know if you do. Because if
we
you
sure don't.
Okay.
Listen, I will. I'll do sushi. And I need you to know I went to one of these things in Omaha, Nebraska. It's right. In Benson, and it's called Yashitomo. And I follow the chef who loves Amber.
Oh.
So shout out. I wish I could. I'm trying to look up his name right now, and it's going to leave me. And I'm so sorry, Mr. Sir. Anyway, I went to a friend's party, and we were in this little special area, and he was preparing the food in front of us. So I guess that's what it was. I didn't know that's what it was called.
Yes. That's the type of service it is. So Lacey, you'll come with me. There's some great spots. Shout out to Karami in the Hell's Kitchen. And Sushi on Me in Queens is one of the funnest things of all time. It's a party up there. So it's like the heyday of omakase and everybody's doing their own twist on it. So I love it. It's like my favorite thing to do.
Guys, the newest trend in food is omakase. Did I say it right?
Yeah, that. You tell you that.
Shout out to David. Mm-hmm. Fear.
Oh, LOL.
Okay. Guys, now my can't stand it is something new this week. I was out with my friends at the mall and we were buying suits. I love to buy suits from Zara. Zara, I have all your suits. Please come out with more suits.
Do you have the pink? Do you have that?
I didn't buy the pink. I liked it.
I
didn't buy it because I have one at work. That's probably the same fucking suit. So I went to the mall and I bought all the suits from Zara. And then I got hungry and went to my favorite place on earth, the Cheesecake Factory.
Okay, yes. First of all, I didn't know where she tricked me. Stop, stop. Joyelle, this is what Amber does. I thought she was going to do something different, but maybe if you've listened to the show before, yeah. She never switches it up and it's always freaking Cheesecake Factory. Cheesecake Factory. She tricked me.
Yes, I'm triggered. I was a server there. For
you
years. Were?
Thank you for being triggered.
Yay.
Absolutely. No, yay.
I knew I loved you.
She said no, yay. No, she said triggered.
It's triggered. My favorite place on earth.
Joyelle, did you know that Amber lives there? Like, did you know this about her?
I've heard this about her. She talks about this often. What's your favorite meal on the menu? Oh,
I would never pick a favorite meal. I love it there.
Joyelle, why you start
I love
this?
Everything.
Okay.
I love every drink. I love every entree. I love everything.
Okay.
The Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. When I worked at the one in New Jersey, we had these guys called the Jameson Boys or something.
Oh.
And they were these stockbroker millionaires that would come and just do like shots of Jameson at the bar.
Oh.
And they would leave like $1,000 tip for the bartender. Oh. That was a fun memory. But for the most part, it was traumatic. especially learning the menu.
Girl, you can't.
The training is a boot camp because you have to learn all of the ingredients to everything on that menu and the cheesecake. And I didn't care, but I truly didn't study that much in college. I did very well on that test. To no avail. Wow.
I would pass that test tonight with flying colors. Because I know that bitch
we
backwards
found Amber
and forwards.
Another job.
I would work there in a minute. I
you
love
should
it.
Get some stock in them.
I
you
should.
Probably do.
Some. I don't I know should. If they're public, but they should be.
They should be.
Yeah.
Amber needs to buy a cheesecake franchise.
Right.
You need to just run one.
Then I would lose so much money.
As much as you eat
from
there.
Feeding my goddamn self.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you, Amber.
Smart.
Finding a love in life is hard.
Yay.
Yeah.
I should have went on cheesecakematch.com, downloaded that app, and date the Cheesecake Factory. We'd be married by now. I love it. You guys, I love you very much. I think we did a good job. Hey, everybody. It's time for our segment called That's Rank, where the three of us, the only three opinions in the world that matter, rank our top three favorite things. And we've ranked several things already. Cereal. We've ranked fast food chains. And now
we are going to rank. Remember when you were younger and you would go to the amusement park? I'm probably the only child that hated the amusement park. Didn't love it.
Oh.
I was always the purse holder, the bag holder. Mm. And I sat down and talked to old people. There was an elderly man on a bench. That's my man. I'm going to sit and talk to him. I don't want to be flying through the air, risking my life, almost dying, throwing up, peeing on myself, which I did, on all of those damn rides. Hated it. So, Joyelle, we're going to start with you because I feel like you were adventurous when you were little. I feel like if someone said amusement park, you were like, yay! And you went. What were your three favorite rides? What were the best amusement park rides?
Top three rides.
Okay, so a side note. I grew up in New Jersey, and my cousins would take us to amusement parks all the time. And there was this water park called Action Park that was amazing fun.
Class Action Park?
Yes!
Yep.
Yes! They had to close because children were flying in the air and dying. They had to close the park. And I was on those rides as a kid where you'd be like, you'd lift up off of the water slide and be midair 500 feet in the sky. And I was like, whoa, this is crazy. But I loved it. I loved Action Park. Great Adventure is in New Jersey. And we had Sesame Place. I loved going to Sesame Place. That was really adorable. It was in a water park as well. Favorite rides. I don't know if I remember
just
the names.
Just real quick, I have to say, you gotta watch the movie Class Action Park. It's a documentary about Action Park. And it really details all of the teeth that were lost, all of the bones that were broken.
And I
feel like there were some deaths.
There were deaths. That's why they had to close it. There were deaths.
Yeah, you gotta watch that documentary. You wouldn't believe it.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And so you said favorite rides?
Yeah.
I don't remember the names of them. Well, I loved Space Mountain when I was a kid at Disneyland.
Space Mountain's Boom. Great.
Space Mountain was fun. It was in the dark. Yeah. Oh, okay, Boo. I don't remember the names of the rides.
That's okay. You just got to say what they
are. Give me descriptions. So Space Mountain is one.
We all know what Space Mountain is.
That was fun. There was one that would go upside down and had a lap bar on that was terrifying because I don't like the harness. The harness makes me claustrophobic. Yeah. So yeah. It was just a lap bar. And I was like, how does this work? But it was because of centrifugal force or however you say that word. But I think people also died on that. I think.
Where was this? The ride that you're talking about, where was it?
I think that was, that might have been at Dorney Park. I'm not sure. I went to a lot of them growing up and I don't remember the names of the rides, but I had a good time when I was a kid. I like the Superman one where you dangling your arm.
That was so cute.
That one was fun. I don't like anything where you just drop. There's no need for that. I don't like a just drop. I need some pomp and circumstance.
Some swoopies. Yeah.
I need some swoopies and some ups and downs. I don't like just a drop, but I do like a water park. I love a water park as long as, you know, you don't die. I don't want to die at the water park.
So you like the water slides?
I love water slides.
Do you like in the tube or just like open slide?
I kind of like in the tube because I feel like every time I open slide, I get a cut or...
Yeah.
I come off mangled on an open slide. I need a tube or somebody. I like a lazy river. Ooh, I love a lazy river.
Ooh, love a lazy river.
I love a lazy river. Amber?
I feel like these are the best rides.
Okay.
The thing that goes, okay, it has a center. From the center, there's a bunch of outstretched arms. At the end of each arm is like an airplane and it goes up and down and around. Now that thing, when you are a child, is the best fucking thing on earth. I remember being like, my God, I'm a goddamn pilot. Holy shit. Yeah. Flying through the air. This is the best. So
that thing was at Coney Island.
It's everywhere.
Okay.
In Disneyland, it's Dumbos. In most places, it's just airplanes. I absolutely adore that thing.
It is Dumbos.
I also love a roller coaster. Because roller coasters freaking rule. Even when they're bumpy and terrible, I absolutely love them. Now that I'm a little more claustrophobic, I wonder if I could. I feel like I could.
Right. As I got older, the harness, like when they lock it makes in, little, I start to panic. Yeah.
Yeah. Now that my body knows how to panic, I don't know that I can be trusted. What is the best ride? Okay. So... I'm trying not to include rides from this place, but it has to be said. There is an amusement park called Efteling, and it's outside of Amsterdam. And the whole caveat of the place is that it's like fairies and elves and shit built it. It's in the middle of the forest. The forest is still there. Mm-mm. And each ride, like, there's nothing saying what you're in line for. You get your ass in line and you get what you fucking get. Also, like some of the rides smell beautiful and look beautiful. And that's it. You just are like in an egg going around a fairy town. And you're like, ooh, this is winter in the fairy town. This is spring in the fairy town.
Sounds
and
it smells very Amsterdam. Good.
And there's beautiful music. And each ride has its own like lovely music. And some of them you just walk in and it's a theater. And a bunch of animatronic frogs sing a song. The frogs sing a song and you leave. And that's it. So then, but one of them is what?
No, I like this amusement park.
This like amusement nothing. Park, you could do it. And 100%.
This sounds like you, Lacey.
Mm-hmm. I want to do nothing. Mm-hmm.
Also, you can come with me and I'll tell you what's what. Now, the best ride in this place is called Villa Volta. You walk into it. It looks like a bank where like it has big white columns and like a, it looks like maybe like the White House.
This sounds too boring for me.
You walk in there, you go into a room, an animatronic old man sitting on a pile of gold goes, I used to rob, he's saying this in Dutch, I used to go around with a bunch of pirates and we would rob people of their gold and they called us the goat riders. I don't, and then I took all the goods I stole and now I'm cursed in this house forever. My Dutch isn't great. So you go into the next room and you sit on pews that are like bleachers, right? And the and you're in this giant room that's like a ballroom, and there's a lot of like golden shit in it. But the place is cursed, and the pews start to move, and they go back and forth and back and forth until they go up and around, and you spin around the room from the bottom to the side to the top to the side to the bottom, and you go round and round, but you're not moving. If you have a bottle of water, you can set it down on the ground. You're not really moving. Like, the pews move a little bit, and then the room spins.
Oh, I don't like that.
And then the pews move back, and then the room spins. When you go there,
like when you make
and you're
me
on
think
drugs,
I'm moving.
It's the fucking best. It'll melt your brain. It's the best. It's my favorite. It's so cute.
I wouldn't be able to be on drugs in that room.
Who thought of
you can
that?
Do it.
Who took the time to think of that whole
it's beautiful.
Story?
The whole thing is so great. The whole thing is full of shit like that, where it's like just adorable for adorable sake. It's great. Guys, go to the Efteling. You will not be disappointed.
Okay. My list is this. Nothing.
See
how fast the world show ended. I want to do, Amber knows, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to be there.
You'll do a lazy river.
If I have to, but I am in people's filth, floating in that nasty ass water.
But it is
guys.
And if I don't have to do that, I will
it's
not
just
do it.
I'm a germaphobe.
Children are peeing in the lazy river. Adults are peeing in the lazy river.
Yeah. Adults are peeing. I don't want to sit and pee.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're I don't care about any. I can go to amusement park. Amber made me go to, we all went to the Universal Studios with our family. And every time, Lacey, are you coming in? Give me your bags.
Yay.
I'll meet you on the other side.
She
came out. I'll
go have a cocktail.
I was eating a turkey leg.
Yeah. Well, that's like the designated driver. Everybody needs the bag person.
Everybody needs me.
You are a very useful human being.
You're not going to lose a thing going upside down on that
that's
roller
true.
Coaster.
You got the baby in the stroller. You got all the bags. Everything.
I was holding stranger stuff. Give me that. Come here. I'm going to be out. Give me that.
Don't you drop
got
that bag.
Umbrella to shield you from the sun. I love that.
Guys, we did a good job.
We did.
We ranked everything. We went through Lacey's DMs and we told each other all of our feelings. And that's therapy. It's a good day. So, we would like to thank Joyelle Nicole. Follow at Joyelle Nicole everywhere. Joyelle Nicole. Joyelle Nicole. Joyelle Nicole. Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good song. But buy Joyelle's album, Yell Joy, and watch her latest special, Love Joy, on Peacock.
Yay!
I'm at Amber Ruffin, and Lacey is at LaceyLamar1. Don't forget to follow our podcast feed wherever you get your podcast. Rate and review us.
Bye!
And bye. We love you so bad. Bye, Joyelle. We love you so bad.
Bye!
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.